Pretty soon, people in more than half the states in the U.S. will no longer have to fill out a piece of paper to register to vote. They'll be able to do it online. Election officials say online voter registration saves money and is more efficient. It also turns out to be one of the few areas in elections where many Republicans and Democrats agree, but not all. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Louisiana's Republican Secretary of State Tom Shedler says at first he was skeptical.
Register online, I mean, it just was kind of a oxymoron to me. I was so used to the old system. So, I mean, I guess it was more just my confidence level in technology, I guess.
But today he's completely sold. Louisiana was one of the first states to approve online voter registration in 2009. Shedler says it's been a huge success. More than 220,000 people have used the system with no reported problems.
You can go straight online and do it. It takes about 2 minutes, 3 minutes max, and it's done.
And it's that convenience that's led 20 states to implement online voter registration already. Seven other states and the District of Columbia are now in the process of doing the same. Several others are considering the change. David Becker is Director of Election Initiatives for the Pew Charitable Trust. He says it's easy for voters.
And what election officials are finding is they're saving a ton of money because they're having to process a lot fewer pieces of paper by hand right before an election and get that into the system.
For example, Arizona says it costs the state 3 cents to register someone online versus 83 cents on paper. And there's another reason all this is so important. Right now, it's very difficult to keep voter registration rolls up to date and accurate, and that's raised concerns about potential fraud. But Becker says information submitted online is immediately compared with state driver's license or other databases and verified.
If someone puts in First Avenue instead of First Street as their address by mistake, and it doesn't match the motor vehicles file, in real time, with the voter still sitting at the screen, they can ask the voter to double check if what they entered was correct.
And the information can be fixed right there. Still, not everyone's on board. Last week, Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott signed a bipartisan bill calling for online registration, but he said he did so with some hesitation. Scott said he was worried about meeting the 2017 deadline, especially with a presidential election right before. Scott's Secretary of State Ken Dentzner told lawmakers last month that he also opposed the bill because it was such a massive undertaking.
You're dealing with the most sensitive part of an election. You're dealing with voter registration systems. Mm-hmm. And if we do it wrong, we are in a heap of trouble.
And some Texas lawmakers have also blocked an online registration bill, saying they're worried about cyber attacks. Although computer experts say that's not a problem as long as certain safeguards are put in place. Pamela Smith is president of Verified Voting, a watchdog group.
You want to make sure that you're testing for security while the system is being built and once it's in use. And you want to have a strategy for what happens if there's a failure of the system at a critical moment, like Election Day.
So far, that hasn't been a problem. Neither has something else that politicians feared, that online registration would favor one party over the other. Becker of Pew says so far, the party breakdown is almost identical to what it is under the paper system. Red states are just as red, blue states just as blue. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.